52, day before Thanksgiving, the Brad Davis Show. Paul and Brad here joining us right now. AAA's Amy Parmenter.
One of my favorites.
Amy, good morning, and we are heading toward the Thanksgiving holiday tomorrow, so that means the getaway day today, even some early travel tomorrow. So we're looking at two things, Amy. We're looking to travel, and we're looking at a cold snap, which might wake people up to a weak battery or two.
Yeah, this cold snap is really cause for concern for AAA because we will be extra busy as a result. When temperatures drop like this, it really increases our call volume in terms of dead batteries. And the reason that we're so concerned, and I appreciate you having me on this morning, is because you're going to have a lot of folks in the next several days who are going to be running to the mall, returning from their Thanksgiving holidays, running to the gym, and they're not going to be appropriately dressed. And then when they break down, it's really not just an inconvenience, but it becomes an emergency.
That's right.
If they don't have the proper clothing, if they don't have, let's say, an extra blanket in the car. So we really want to put the message out there that regardless of where you're going or how far, put the emergency kit in your trunk. Put supplies in your trunk so that if you break down at night, in the dark, in the cold, you'll have everything you need to keep you and your passengers safe and warm while you wait for help to arrive.
Now,
this
Amy,
cold is really a threat.
Amy, when is this really going to hit us? When do you think? And by the way, we have you on here as often as we can because you really do. You come right down and you talk about things that are affecting people, and that's why we wanted you on this morning because this is what I'm afraid of for the people, too, that they're not going to be able to make it.
Yeah, this really represents a danger. And, you know, this is something that at AAA we see all the time. Last year over the Thanksgiving holiday, we responded to almost 1,000 calls just for dead batteries, just in the greater Hartford area alone. And we know that that number is going to skyrocket with the extreme cold that's supposed to start coming in tomorrow. But those calls will be coming in not just tomorrow, but all through the weekend. For instance, you have the folks who are flying to their Thanksgiving holidays. They'll be returning to Bradley to vehicles that have been sitting there in the cold for days, and we're going to be extra busy up around the airport.
Yeah, Amy, and as to your mention of having a kit in the car, I mean, we saw the need for that a couple of days ago where, you know, that snowstorm hit, even though the forecasts were out there, people were still on the road when the storm hit, and you had thousands of folks stranded for hours on the Merritt, on the Wilbur Cross, on 84, you know, with you know, many of them, I'm guessing, were pretty chilly in their vehicles.
And I'm really so glad that you bring that up because that is really Exhibit A. Earlier that day, I had talked about how just a few inches can, a minor snowstorm can cause major, major headaches. You had people on the road for hours. How many of those people do you think potentially ran out of gas?
Oh.
How many of those people do you think were not dressed to just be sitting out there for that long period of time?
Unreal.
If they didn't have a cell phone charger, perhaps their cell phone died. You need to have those extra things on hand. So first of all, so you can call for help to arrive if you do get into trouble. We're encouraging people to make sure they have their AAA membership cards with them or to have the number for help programmed into their phones because when it's as cold as it's going to be, every second counts.
And then, Amy, one other thing on the batteries here. I would urge folks, I'm sure you would too, if your car is not new, if your battery is 2, 3, 4 years old, right, take it to a dealership or to your local mechanic. Let him throw a tester on there. Let him or her throw a tester on there and see how what the health is of your car battery.
Exactly. I mean, that little test takes seriously a matter of minutes. And look at the trouble that it can save you. In New England, a car battery lasts on average 3 to 5 years. If you're a AAA member, we'll actually come to you. We will come to you. All you need to do is call. You don't have to break down. We will come to you and check your battery, check your tires, make sure that you're ready to hit the road. And if your battery is not good, we'll change it out right there.
You know, Amy, one of the reasons that we have you on quite a bit is I have always felt that the people just take this for granted, and you can't. And when we got the word from you folks that this was going to happen, this is why we wanted you on here, because you can, I'll tell you something right now, with a number of people, a record has been set as far as people being on the highways this time. You can just imagine what the danger is.
Exactly, and tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and then the day after you're going to have folks racing around to do the shopping. So between record cold, record numbers of people on the roads, and as you say, you know, nobody plans to break down, and yet every day AAA responds to thousands of people who do. So most of the time, that's just an inconvenience for those drivers, but the reason that we wanted to talk to you today is because in the next several days, it really could potentially be an emergency if you're not dressed properly.
Amy, again, thank you, and I just want to make sure that you understand, when we call you, and then we call you a great deal of the time, because, you know, in the past, you know, people just took everything for granted, and you cannot take this for granted, because you're absolutely right. People will be hurt, and we don't want to see that happen.
Well, thank you both for helping AAA to share the safety messaging, and have a fabulous holiday.
Thanks, Amy. Appreciate it. Have a good one. 728, 28 past 6.